In today's news, the Facebook privacy thing is rearing its ugly head again. How many times do you do one of those apps or quizzes? You know, the games and quizzes that tempt you into seeing which film star you look like or which character of Friends you're most like. I always get Chandler, by the way. Often, they're an excuse to grab your personal data. And it's all within the terms and conditions of Facebook, which you agree to. It's all in the 12,000-word user agreement. I agree to the terms and conditions, hashtag whatever. But Facebook has changed its T&Cs to cut down on the information that third parties can collect, specifically stopping them from accessing data about users' friends. There are ways you can kind of tame your Facebook account by disabling the apps platform. But it's when you start uploading pictures and then tagging people, and then the image algorithm goes off and finds more pictures of you. So once there's one picture of you that's been tagged, it kind of goes off and you know, the whole world knows who you are, what you look like. It's more specifically, what you look like on the day you had a bad hair day. I do the Twitter more than Facebook. I only do the Facebook for Phoenix. We've got a little mailing listy thing on Facebook, and I have one friend, which is Big Boss Golder, and that's it. No pictures, no biography, no status updates, which would generally be a load of meh, to be honest. No cat pictures, no history, no life events, no about, no relationship status, nothing. Zip, nada, nout, nil point. And that's the way I like it. I don't mind ranting and posting the odd picture on Twitter, but Facebook is an entirely different beast. Although I think I'm missing out on things, because I know a lot of people are friends with school friends, shall we say. People they went to school with just for the banter, because you like to keep a sneaky eye on what that person you went to school with is up to. You know, the one. Whatever they've been up to, you're always first there to get the popcorn out and witness a bun fight on Facebook. So I think I am missing something by only having one friend. If I had, you know, a couple of hundred, you know, sort of 50 of whom were chums from school. But, you know, 20 years down the line, I think if I mass added all of my classmates, it'd be a little bit obvious what I was up to. Suddenly I'm curious as to how their relationships are going, how many kids they've got, and all of life's woes, when I just about can manage my own, thank you very much.